Kof Ches Adar, Sunday the 10th of March, Rabbi Akiva Osher Padva. Hidden Chometz, Ramification in Halacha. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Con, L'chovod HaNisuyim Shel Yaakov and Dvora.
Good morning. The topic we'll be discussing today, as mentioned, is Hidden Chometz and the Ramifications in Halacha. I will be drawing Be'ezus Hashem on my experiences and cases encountered in the course of my work with the Kashrus Division of the London Beis Din. Several years ago, I received a phone call from an Israeli client saying that he wants to produce Danish butter to him, kosher lePesach, and import it to Eretz Yisrael. So I told him, and he's arranged for production to take place in 2 weeks' time. I said to him, that's fine. However, I need to go first to Denmark to check it out. The caller went ballistic. We're talking about butter, pure butter. What's there to see? You're going to be wasting your time, you're wasting my money. The only reason we have a heksher is the formality to keep our customers happy. What is it you want? He continued along these lines until I made it very clear that it's not going to happen. If he wants a heksher, I have to go first and check it out. Okay. Less brave, he reluctantly allowed me to go. And when I arrived there, I was astonished to find that actually this pure butter was chometz. The pure butter was chometz. Now how does that happen? Most butter produced in the UK is classed as sweet cream butter. Can people hear me? Yeah? Most butter produced in the UK is classed as sweet cream butter. In Denmark, they produce a type of butter which is called lactic butter. It's called lactic butter because it contains a higher percentage of lactic acid. Traditionally, this used to be done by fermenting the cream. Nowadays, manufacturers have found easier ways of doing it. One of the ways of doing it is to take skim milk and inoculate it with a culture called the lactic acid producing culture. And this ferments the milk much the same as you make a yogurt. And it becomes a low pH, a strong acidity. And then they produce the butter the normal way. They churn the cream, remove the buttermilk. And then they dose in the sour lactic milk solution into their butter, and that causes it to become more acidic. Some manufacturers do it a little bit different. They add lactic acid and add lactic butter flavors. In this case, this culture, in the production of this culture, it was produced with chometz. The same could be with these lactic flavors, or lactic acid can be made with chometz. Now, actually, if we were to consider the quantity of culture of chometz which would end up in the butter, it's a minute quantity. You use a small tub of culture to cultivate a whole tank of milk, and then you introduce tiny, minute quantities of this cultured butter into this cultured milk into the butter. So the actual quantity of chometz is very small. However, we have a lochen Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sif Hey. It says, "Im hemet gvinas bechalem meshechas oirem echitim chayev levaroim." If you made cheese and you added, in order to acidify it, you added vinegar made from beer, and the beer is chometz, you chayev levar. Why? Because the dova chometz is a dova marmit, and therefore is in this lay bottle. I concede there is room to debate whether this lactic culture or the lactic cultured milk is considered a dovah maimed, but upon a heksher we couldn't give to it. London Beis Din gives various heksherim to paperware for Pesach. For several years we've been giving a heksher to filter paper that's used to make tea bags. This year we've also given a heksher to a whole range of paperware and disposable goods. And that includes foil containers with cardboard lids. I would like to describe initially the process, how these lids are produced, to see where the possibility of chametz being introduced into these lids.
Lids.
Cardboard lids. However, before I do that, I want to state very categorically, any heksher that London Besdin gives to paperware is based on the materials being 100% free of any chashash chumas of any shape or form. However, I'd like to describe what would be the halachic ramifications if it did contain chumas. Paper is generally produced from wood pulp or similar fibrous materials. The base material is milled, ground into a fine powder, and blended with hot water and bonding materials. These can be synthetic polymers or starches, which are also long-chain polymers. These natural starches could be chometz, wheat starch, could be kidneys, corn starch, and could be potato, tapioca starch, which have no influence for Pesach or problems with Pesach. The resulting slurry is bleached, and the pH is then adjusted by adding acid, maybe sodium hydroxide, to get a neutral pH. In old times, Svarim used to have, you can see some Svarim had a high acidic content. Nowadays, it's neutralized. Then once they have the required consistency, the slurry is dried on a special dryer, which has a series of rollers under vacuum or under with suction pumps that draw off the vapors as they release from the slurry, until you get a sheet of dry material. And depending on the thickness required, they can make paper or card or cardboard or whatever material they want to produce. So this is the metzias. And this is where the area of concern is potentially. We could have an issue of chometz starch being incorporated in your paper. However, let's look at Divrei Chazal and see what are the potential halachic ramifications of such a situation. In Ayachayim Simen Tuf Membeish Siv Gimel, it says as follows. Begudem shekofsi oisem bechulof chitim. If you washed clothes or cloth with milk of wheat milk, which means what we call nowadays starch slurry. V'chayim nayuga shedovki oisem bechumetz. In the old days, the most simple method of producing glue was to mix flour and water to get a sticky substance and use it as a glue. And the Rabbi says, "V'chol ki yoytze b'ze, mutter l'kaim on b'Pesach." You're allowed to keep it on Pesach. Sha'ein tzuros hachumis hamedes, the tzur of the chumis is gone, and you're allowed to keep it. Hagur, v'chein mitter l'dabik nayuros b'chaloyin toich shloishin b'Pesach. You're even allowed to stick a piece of paper onto windows, even shloishin yom koydin l'chag, because it's glue, it's not, and tzuros hachometz are not oimet, even though when you're sticking it onto a piece of glass, you can see it from the other side. V'yesh machmirem im nerem b'chutz. Some say that if the glue is sufficient to be noticed from the outside, you're not allowed to do it shleish v'yem koyden nachak. The Makor is a Rambam in Parag Dalal, Finichas Chomet HaMatzah, Aluch Yid Aleph, who says, Kemat the same notion, Begudin Shekof Seoysen Bechul of Chitter, Vechayim Nayura, Shedov Kiyoysen Bechomets, Vechol Kiyoysen Bezeh, Mitzel HaKaimon BePesach, Ve'ein Behem Meshim Bal Yirui Bal Yimutza. Why? She'ein Tzuras HaChomets HaMedes. The Tzuras HaChomets is gone. The Raivet is not so happy with this explanation. Vekus of the Raivet Zal, Ein Zeh Atam, Elo Shekva Nifsu Min Achilles HaKelev. Glue or the starch and clothes is not a food anymore. The Turazov in Simon Tufman Beis, Oisbeis, asks a big kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam matter paper that's stuck with glue My shnum kulin shel sofrim shu'usa b'mishnah. The Mishnah in Eli Avraham says very clearly, kulin shel sofrim, the glue that the sofrim used to stick the svurim or the papers, is not allowed to be kept. And he writes as follows: Tiras ravya shemeviy hator. The Torah brings a ravya. Nerali the heinish anaya atzma miskin bekach. When is it also if the actual paper was produced with the chometz? V'nikra chometz, and the chometz is still recognizable. Aval unish matbike maklaf ala tavla. We're taking a piece of cloth and we're sticking it onto a board. Ve'ena nika, and the glue is no longer recognizable. Shur is smita. So the Torah brings from the Ravya. And Magid Mishnah Teretz, Magid Mishnah says a different Teretz. The Kulin ha'nekodin shenit bekubay anayuros. The Kulin shel Sofrim is the actual glue before it was used to stick the paper, but then it's chumus nafshe be'en, and it's usur l'kaimai. However, the Rambam marry after sticking, which in that case is similar to the reiv shenosne b'oyres, it's already mixed into other things, and it's been processed. And b'duve buri she'asher she'dovke mitzi l'kaimon. And that's what the Rambam calls she'en tzius ha'chumus v'meides. The Kuzi B'Siyosef, the Tirzov carries on, B'Siyosef says, according to this terrorist of the Magid Mishnah, ain't only tzrich na divrei Ravya, she may be a Torah. Because the Ravya makes a difference if it's still recognizable or not. But if we go to say that it's nifslim, that it's got, no longer has its tzuros hachometz, even if it's nicker, it's also not a problem. However, the Tirzov carries on and brings the Tum Sedation. Tum Sedation says, Nere, sheyesh lahachma, im bule dabik hacheloynes toich lamad de Pesach. If someone wants to stick paper onto glass, to cover the windows, toch shloshim sumach le Pesach. Is it dabik bebutzik shebliluse rakum oid? He should make a very loose solution of glue. Then, viyichunas kon habutzik ben advukim, shloyim mevatzbis lechutz. If you do it fluid enough that it gets absorbed completely into the material you're sticking, and it's not mevatz, but mechutz, you're allowed to. B'zei kos of a Rambam shein tzuros hachometz amedes. And he carries on v'amachmel la'toich nebetit tovu lebroche. If you cover it with plaster is probably the best way. Then it's definitely tovu lebroche. And this is the Yesh Machmirim, as the Rambam brings, that's necessary to be completely absorbed and shouldn't be nicker. So the Tirzov says that apparently the Trum Sedesh and the Ravya go hand in hand. Yemashah Tirzov, he asked him, well, Kasha, you don't understand. Where do we find the difference if the chometz is covered and nicker or not? If someone was to take chometz and bury it, he would still be able to bali Yeruah, bali Mutzah. But generally, if you want to take your chometz and cover it up by a slab of concrete, a flagstone, pick it up, the chometz is there, it's not even bal yuruah bal yamutzah. So what is the benefit of saying that it's covered by the paper when it's sticking? And he goes further and he says, the Rambam says you're allowed to wash clothes with chul of chitta, with starch. Many times after washing, you can see mamushas of the starch on the beged. We don't find that anybody has a consideration to say that's forbidden. So apparently the fact that it's nicker is not the issue. And the issue is, as the Magid Mishnah says, it hasn't had any more tzuras chometz. The Tirzuv is Machaim, Messiahim, Alkai Nerali, the Roitzel Hachme, somebody wants to be a Machme, is used to Gam Mashanayim Chaseyu. Even if it's covered in paper, you should still remove it. The fact that it's covered is not a deciding factor. The Ein Chilik Bezeh doesn't make a difference. Oba V'dibbe Kanai B'chaloin, if you want to cover your windows, then you need to cover your windows, you don't, your neighbor's looking in. Yes, linen can match a kusa trum sadation triller, lechasoy soy, bebutzak dak moid, should do it with a very thin solution, shiloyahimushes klalach shisabish, it should be such a way that once it dries, there's no physical mamushes left, the ein chilik beinere lechutzo mashe bifnim. Kein nere libnuchan. That's how the Tirzov is Messiah. In a similar vein, we see in Mugnavrom and Oshei, brings that the Machmirim, what the Ramu said, usle dabek toch lamed in nere bechutz, Zutte b'yimei chorfi, ri'isi ge'oinem, machmirem, lases gam ken si'ife nushem, koidem shloshim yoim. So they insisted that if you want to wash si'ife nushem, nowadays it's not so much the custom, they used to be able to use called a tichel and a fatach. The women used to wear a headgear and an apron, they used to wash it with starch, it should be stiff. So the Mugavum bent mechav chalfi, the Goyim said it should be done dafke shloish yom kodim lachag v'surach leim. But really the mikanayel b'chutz. Why would they say that? The same thing that the Tirozov said, that you can physically see remnants and residues of the starch on the material. Therefore, it has to be done shloish yom kodim lachag. Now, up to now, the discussion was regarding keeping the cloth that was washed with chometz, or the paper that was stuck with glue. This is chometz stick. However, the Mugen Avraham goes a step further. In Os Dala, the Simon Os Sifkutin before the one we mentioned, he's discussing regarding the clothes or the materials which were washed with starch. And v'zeh shoynah, narrowly, the mekol mukem also lahatzia oisna bagudem ala shelchan. You're allowed to wash tablecloths. But those tablecloths can only be used in your lounge. But in the room where you're going to be eating food, you can't use those tablecloths. The chayshinon, we have a concern. Maybe some of the starch will flake off, and you'll come to eat it. Sometimes there's still a tangible residue left of the starch, and you'll come to eat it. You can't use Pesach flour in a sack or in a bag that's been washed with starches, because any residue of the starch will get mixed into the flour. The same thing as with the ladies' garments which we discussed, which it was customary to use starch in order to make them stiff. They have to take those garments off before they go to eat. The shem yifrach ksas mehem natoch hamachel. Very straightforward problem. Maybe some of the starch will crumble off and fall into the machel. V'raya imasha kusav b'sof simantuf mem zayin. What does it say in sof simantuf mem zayin? He means to say there's a remu in the end of sof simantuf mem zayin, and he says as follows: Hagu. Yes, nimnim lischoy talashilchem and klafim and nekruim kartim bePesach. We all know that whether you are not allowed to play with cards, Mesach is considered Mesach bekuvia or not. We're talking about in a way that you're allowed to. We're talking about not betting on money, but playing with cards, Torah cards, mitzvah cards. Are you allowed to play with them on Pesach? So he says, Yesh nimnim, and it's because the term is addition as well, Aravia, MRI, Yesh nimnim nitzchal zim beklaf benekurim kartim bePesach, the choyshishin shem yipil mechumus hanokshish behem letoch hamachol. The same idea, we are afraid that maybe some of the chumus noksha will crumble off the cards and fall into the plate. So, if you want to play with cards, you go out into your lounge to play, you don't play in your dining room. However, the Chok Yaakov in Simon Tuf Membeis, Simon Osin Yid Aleph, he brings the Mugen Avraham B'Choyle Kulov. He doesn't agree with him. He says that the truth is, as Nahagim Be'oisim Be'gudim Shemachapsim B'Chulov Chitel Elav Shemashasachil Ve'Enk Peida. People do wear, ladies don't take off their garments when they go to eat, they wear them. He ain't derech lifra mehem shum duva. The reason is because the physically is not, these garments don't shed pieces of starch. The starch doesn't crumble off them. The Mugen Avraham, he doesn't want to say the Mugen Avraham is wrong. As they wanted to have a really heavily starched apron, like the matrons used to wear in the hospitals. In those cases, there was such an extent that the amount of starch was so heavy that it made it really stiff, then there was opportunities and reason for concern that maybe it would crumble off. But regular clothes, which they used a bit of starch in order to make them stiff a little bit, it was not a concern. I believe we can say, if we consider what we've discussed till now, there was a fundamental difference between the methods of using starch and using glue in the times of the Poskim to what goes on today. Then he discussed using glue, a chomistic glue-like substance, to stick paper by putting it in between the layers of the paper, putting a piece of glue. Or soaking cloth with a starchy material, with starchy solution, so that the material should become stiffened. Cardboard in those days was also made the same way, as we'll soon mention where we see it clearly. They took several layers of paper, put amount of glue in between, and by sticking several layers together, they got a stiff card. When they wanted to make plain cards, there was another method. They would dip the card into a starch solution and allow it to dry. After doing that several times, you had a layer of starchy residue on the card, and that made it stiff. In these cases, there is indeed a concern that maybe the chumis noksha, which is Be'etzim's chumis noksha, there's no problem keeping it in Pesach. However, there's a concern that it may crumble off and fall into the food. This chashash is not relevant nowadays. And the starch which is incorporated in paper or cardboard is well and truly blended into the very fabric of the paper. And it's literally unidentifiable to the human eye. You can't see in this paper whether it has starch or not. And therefore, there's no doubt at all that she'enzius achumus amedas, and she's kvar nifslim in the benachilis kelev, and there's no concerns, Hashem yifrech, the tocha machol. However, let's not jump to conclusions. Albeit there's no concern, Hashem yifrech, ksas mem le tocha machol. We're not afraid that the starch will jump out of the paper into our food. But what happens if the card or the paper literally comes into contact with our food? I want to start with the Prima Gudem in Simen Tuf Mem Beis Eish Lavrum Os Dalet, who writes in his typical short style as follows. Vim Nufel Beged Zeh Lemachel. This actual Beged, not was crumbled off the Beged, but the actual Beged Nufel Letoch Machel. Yesh Loime, Af In Ein Samach Shui. You don't even need to have Shishim. This bottle. Why? The Nifsel Mikelef. Ayin Levush, Siv Gimel, Horu, he means the Meraived, Paragdala de Loch Yidalef. Va'ayin Tiyozov, Tuf Memzain, Yites, Amugavurum, Hei, Adcha Meshoinoi. We, of course, it's Dvur of Tzrichim Bia. He mentions the Levush. What does the Levush say? The Levush brings the same halacha that we mentioned several times. V'chein begudim shekuf kofsi yosim b'chul levchitim v'chein neyugo shedofki yosim b'chumet v'chol kiyotz b'zeh mitzil kaimel b'pesach. And he carries on. She'ein tzuos ha'chumetz oimedes v'einon ri'in l'achile afile l'kele. So he bridges together the Rav Maggid and the Beis Yosef and the Raiva together, and he says she'ein tzuos ha'chumetz oimedes ve'ein ri'un la'achila afilu lekelev v'hava ka'afra ba'alma ve'ein issa chumetz cholulav. He says very categorically these things are not considered chumetz. It's nothing. It's not food anymore. And the Raiva, as we mentioned, the Raiva zilt kus v'Raiva ein zeh tamel shkvar nifsel menachidus hakelev. So it seems very clear that the Prima Gudum considers that these clothes which were washed, or tablecloths which were washed with starch, even if it falls into a Michael in Pesach, no problem, it's bottled straight away. And you don't even need to have shishim. What does he carry on to mention the Tirozov and Simen Tov Mem Zayin? The Tirozov writes on the aloha which we mentioned, the Ramu says he shouldn't play with cards at the table. He says, V'im nufel karten letoch hamachol. What happens if the card you are playing with fell into the plate of soup? Is osa hamachol. The Tirozov says very machma, that if a playing card falls into your plate, the food is issa. K'mo shekosav, b'chumis noksha, k'gon triak, that there's an issa to eat chomus noksha. Chomus noksha is not also la kaimoi, but also la chila. Avol mutal ashoitza achar Pesach. There's no need to throw it out. It's not. It still remains chomus noksha. There's no issa kiyum, so you're allowed to keep it. And after Pesach, you can eat it if you still want to eat the soup. Ad kan l'shen ati v'zuah. Ob de mugn avrom en sif hei, is choylik v'sumer shechum esnokshe butl besamach. He considers chum esnokshe is butl besamach. I think it's important at this stage to look at the mugn avrom in detail. He starts by quoting Lekita Maril. The Lekita Maril debates whether Chumash Noksha is Butel Barov, or if it's Butel B'Shishim, or if it's also B'Mashur. And Maril concludes that we see that the Gemur is Madama, and the Rishonim are Madama, Chumash Noksha B'Pesach, Si Chumash Guma La'achashesh. Chumash Guma El Pesach afternoon is Nochnish B'Bal Yirur B'Bal Yemutza, and therefore is Butel B'Shishim. So we see that if you don't have the combination of the Issur Koros and Loi Budi Menei, then it's still Butel B'Shishim. In a time where there's the Issur Koros and Loi Budi Menei, is Usa B'Kol Shu. So therefore, Chumash Noksha, which has also doesn't have Koros, even Loi Budi Menei, is still Butel B'Shishim. So the Maril decides very clearly that Chumas Noksha, which falls into a Tafshel in Pesach, is Butel B'Shishim. The Mugavum carries on to bring a Trumus Adeshim, and he writes as follows, Kusuba Eichet HaGoinim, Al Dogem Shemiz Bashli, somebody cooked fish, V'nimsi Behem Karton, he found a piece of card inside, a piece of cardboard, which is made Minaya kufel from a folded piece of paper, the nidbuk alid by butzik, and it was stuck, as we discussed before, several layers of paper stuck with glue in between, and it was found in a pot which had been cooking al agabay esh. The kusa diyeshu siloim and the chumetz noksha butel besamach. This eichad agaoinim considered that it would be chumetz noksha and is butel besamach. And he writes that he found that the matcha who also says the same, in Beresh Psuchim, who brings Deus where the Noksha is Butel B'Shishim. So the term Hadeshin lets go, and he says, in our Matcha there's no such Matcha. We don't have such a Matcha. Matcha Delon lets me say Remise. There's no remise of such a thing in the Matcha. Ordinarily, even though you're allowed to keep it, Abba Mekol Mukhe Musil Ochloi. Kemoch Kusel Aramba Malatrike, Af Mishayin Oichel Udam, Usil Ochloi. This trick, there was only a tiny amount of chumetz, and in spite of that, the Rambam says you must eat it. We hear the noksha b'mashu, and the noksha is also b'mashu. And then he carries on after the Trumus Adeshin and the whole Arichas, and then he writes, a man, the icy, rai, mebutze, b'shilei chovis, if you want to bring a reproof from dough that she used to put into the staves of a chovis, ain't a raya. The rusun chumetz oimel b'koshi of kol yemei ha-Pesach. There it's totally dried and hard, and it remains dry and hard the whole Pesach. Lechain, lo yuev tamer, doesn't give any time because it's completely hard. Aval eile a carton shenis bashli, this cardboard, which it got cooked, aledei ha-bishel nisrachach ha-chumetz shebehem v'yuev tamer, became soft. Shebevade ruhi le-marichois, and once it's cooked again, the glue becomes soft, and you can even you can smooth it out. We can see very clearly it's not considered afrodara. So the Mugn Avrom wonders about this. The Mugn Avrom wonders on this. I don't understand it. We see that Chumash Be'er Pesach B'Sheshus Nemal is Butel B'Samach. Lefize, as we mentioned before, if it doesn't have Kuras, it should become Butel. And therefore the Ramul concludes, the Chaynerli, the Marais we rely the Noksha Usa Medaraisa. The reason why the Trum Zadation is Machma, because he considers Noksha Usa Medaraisa. Therefore he calls Mitzadet Lahachma. But we pasken as is butl as is derabunan, so it's butl besamach. Lechein nerli da mekel lo hifsed ma'acha shemaril mekel behedya. I think I'm slightly overstepping my time. I'll try and be mekatzer.
So you can eat on paper plates or not?
can, but I would prefer to conclude. The Chok Yaakov brings the same Maril, and he writes, "Mahay tama chumas noksha k'may karten k'yotzba any chumas noksha like cardboard the ain by kuras butl b'samach afula tok pesach." And he brings the Mugna Vrum, maskim na alucha zoi, but the Tirozor, we mentioned already, is choylek. So we now, let's step back and try and take stock. We have a prima gudim that says if the cloth was washed with starch or paper was stacked with glue and it falls into food, it doesn't even need shishim. The Maril and the Chok Yaakov and the Mugna Vrum agree at least that it's bottle b'shishim. They don't say it needs a rov, but bottle b'shishim they agree, even in Pesach. But the Trumas Hadeshin and the Tiruzov say it's forbidden to eat it. One cannot argue that they are talking about a situation where b'di'evet, the thing fell into a meichel, and you're allowed to eat it. But maybe lechatchila we don't have, it's forbidden to eat chumas noksha b'Pesach. Just like you're not allowed to eat chumas noksha b'Pesach, maybe you're not allowed to use these lids. However, the Tirozov in Siman Tuf Mem Beis Oschres brings a Rosh who explains why is it forbidden to eat chumas noksha in Pesach. Chumas noksha is nishka chumas, it's not riru lechila. However, when he eats it, it's akshivai b'achilusoi. Because he eats it, he proves that for him, he does consider it roi l'achila. So therefore, it becomes, he elevates it to a stage that makes it also b'achila. However, it still remains a isad rabbonim. Medaraisa is still milta, but medarabonim, by eating it, he indicates that he considers it roi l'achila. However, in a case like our case, where we've got a cardboard lid, which contains, we're talking in a hypothetical case, and it contains starch, which is chumetz, and it came into contact with my food. What's my concern? Maybe there's going to be a blia. Eating a food that has a blia from a cardboard lid is not considered achshavei to elevate the chumetz noksha up to a standard. We're not eating the actual cardboard. No one's sitting there and eating cardboard. We're talking about eating a food which came into contact with cardboard. That would not be constitute an achshavei to elevate the status of the noksha to isachila. And I will prove it. The Mugna Avrom and Sif Yid, the Mechaber writes as follows. Somebody made ink with beer. Mutter lichtev bo, you're allowed to write with it in Pesach, because it's not considered, I don't want to go into the issues whether ink is or is not considered chumas, I'm just mentioning the Mechaber. So, he said you're allowed to write with it in Pesach. So the Mugna Avrom brings a Trumas Hadeshin, that we don't have to have concern that maybe he'll put his pen in his mouth. You know, people used to suck their pens when they were writing. Shnifsel machilas kelev, osel machila. You are not allowed to eat chomets even if it's nifsel machilas kelev. The kibbutz shenoyse below kavuna lekik peida. Why? Dafke leochle bekavuna osel d'achshavei. To go and purposely eat it, that's considered achshavei. But if absentmindedly you put your pen in your mouth and you swallow some ink, that's not considered achshavei. Chok Yaakov brings the same Trumas Hadeshin, and he adds that therefore, if ink fell into a tafshil, or the same with any other chumet shenifsel fell into a tafshil, you're allowed to eat the tafshil, because he doesn't want to eat the dover nifsel, he wants to eat the meichel. So it's not considered achshavei. I'd like to go a step further, and bring a proof that even lechatchila, all these cases we're talking about shloi bekavona or if it fell into a tafshil. What about lechatchila? Are you allowed to use it lechatchila? The answer to that is there's a halacha. That forgive me, I'm sort of mislaid the page. The Rambam writes as follows. And more or less finished. Move that as follows. Chobis Yain Shadovka Dovka Nesoyrov Bebutsek. They used to make a barrel, wooden barrels are made with staves. And it's very important to get your staves to be close together to prevent leakage. If there's any space between the staves of the barrel, your liquid will leak out. So there's two ways of doing it. There's ways of doing it that you insert a straw between the staves, so that creates a bond because it gets pressed together tightly. Or they used to put dough, and it still happens today. They put dough between the staves, and that solidifies, and it creates a watertight bond. Is im he toif shnei chadushim koyden le Pesach, adayin rachi v'noisen tam b'Pesach. If you put it in 2 months before Pesach, it's still considered a double rach, and it's not. If you put it before 2 months, it's nisyabish v'noisen tam b'shure. This tells us that chometz noksha, which is totally dry, is not even noisen tam. Therefore, you're allowed to lechatchile use it in Pesach. Paper now, that I'm concluding literally in 2 minutes, paper nowadays is dried in an oven in the method we described, and I have proof from Divrei Apostolim that even in a situation where you need to have Yid Beis Chodesh, not to Chadushim, you need to have Yid Beis Chodesh, if it's dried in an oven, it's equivalent or maybe better than Yibish Yid Beis Chodesh. So therefore, paper which is totally dry, and it's completely, there's no moisture left in it, you're allowed to use the chatchila at least as well as you're allowed to use the barrel. Therefore, to conclude, if anyone wants to continue using foil containers with the lids and doesn't want to be bothered to find lids with a heksher, as we discussed, there's many reasons to be makel. Maybe it's not, there's got no starch in it. Maybe the starch in it is kidneys. Maybe it's tapioca. Even if it's chometz, we were talking about noksha, mit yibush, mit everything we've discussed till now. On the other hand, we find Shulchan Aruch says that with noil to scratch the walls and the tables and the chairs, even though no one's going around licking walls and chairs. However, Yid and Pesach have all sorts of chumras. Hamach matovol of brocha, there's no doubt there's room for such a chumra. I also consider to be perfectly correct and acceptable that a heksher that for whatever reason has not or doesn't have the capabilities to check it out should not and may not give a heksher to them. However, we in the London Bez and Baruch Hashem did spend time to check it, and we do have the capabilities. Therefore, any product that has a heksher at Kush LePesach is ruhig to be used by any Yerayim Mishleim. I'm afraid of Kush LePesach.